The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, we did confirm that Dr. Batar is not wearing a bra today, so he's free and welcome to be here on his special day each and every week, Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind, Dr. Batar.
Hey, Robert. I'm not sure what this bra thing is, but I'm just going to pretend like I know and go along for the ride.
It's like National No Bra Day. And you know, the thing is, it's ironic about that because so much of the pink washing that happens in October about the Komen race for the non-cure, they would never get behind something like this that would actually loosen the restrictions for lymphatic drainage, which is a big reason why we don't encourage women to wear very tight, constrictive bras. This has nothing to do with being, quote-unquote, no pun intended, titillating, but literally from a health perspective.
What is Robert have to drink before the show?
Sorry. What?
I'm rubbing off on him a little bit, I think.
What did I say?
No, actually, it's true. The bras are very constrictive, and any type of clothing that's constrictive can not only obstruct the lymphatics, but also cause other types of issues. You know, one of the biggest problems with reflux, for example, is that people wear pants that are too tight, clothes that are too tight, belts that are too tight. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of issues with wearing tight, restrictive clothing. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Robert, but if there was one thing that you can classify cancer as, besides the fact that it's toxicity and malnourishment on a molecular and a cellular level, is that it's stagnation of chi, it's stagnation of energy, it's lymphatic obstruction, lymphatic restriction.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a pool of water that remains stagnant, of course, becomes a cesspool for infection and disease, whereas movement and the movement of fluids through the body, whether it be bloodstream or lymphatic movement, as you said, all throughout the body, is, of course, that is life, that is health. And by the way, Super Don, that was not on my wall. It turns out it was on our friend Roseanne Lindsay's wall that was posted that.
Yeah, I got corrected. There was a very long reaction on Facebook to the no bra day, and I incorrectly said it was on your wall. It was on Roseanne Lindsay's wall.
I don't know what I think about that. When you think of no bras, you think of Robert Scott Bell's wall. That's not a good sign, Super Don.
I'm sorry, but I'll tell you what. I appreciate the fact that, you know, everything that you've been saying so far about not wearing restrictive clothing, because I'm right now just doing the show in just my boxers, so I'm wearing no restrictive clothing. This is actually very healthy, and I think I'll just wear my pajamas all day now, and I think that'll guarantee my health, right?
You got Dr. Batar's endorsement on that.
I'm just trying to figure out what you both smoked before you got on the show.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we just interviewed a guy who's talking about legalizing cannabis in Oregon last hour. Maybe that's what happened. So we're already having a good time here on the show with Dr. Batar. Now, Dr. Batar, of course, the Ebola thing, as we said last week, I asked you this all-important question. How many of your patients were in a panic over this issue? In the last week, has there been anybody that brought it up now that I kind of brought it to your attention?
Not one single one yet that I have, that patients that I've seen. In fact, nobody's ever brought it up. Now, I haven't even had any family members bring it up. I haven't had any staff bring it up. I haven't had any patients bring it up. So maybe they just already, I've got them so well indoctrinated and mind, you know, controlled and brainwashed that they already know that it's all about the toxicity and the state of your nourishment and, you know, how clean your body is, and the rest of it is, you know, you deal with it as you need to, and it's relatively simple if you have the tools, you know, if you have access. I mean, I'll tell you, there's nothing that will survive ozone. I mean, I don't care what it is, ozone will kill it.
Yeah, no, that's very true. We've done many shows on ozone over the years, and you talk about one of the most powerful things is oxygen in the release form of ozone, and how it can eradicate any infectious disease very rapidly.
It also breaks down the chemicals and the persistent organic pollutants and allows the body to actually clear them, the chemicals that the body can't process out due to the morphological structure of these chemicals, the P450 cytochrome C, in fact, even the P53 chromosome anomalies that you see with cancer, with the dysregulation of cancer, a lot of these different components are all elicited from chemicals. And these chemicals, you know, from everything from the toluenes and the benzenes to the organophosphates and the fluorinated hydrocarbons, these chemicals have a dramatic impact on the system, and we just can't clear them. Once we get exposed to them, the body can't readily clear them. And ozone, in the German literature, in fact, that's the biggest reason I started using it, was because in the German literature, it talks about the use of ozone to help break down these compounds, what we call POPs, persistent organic pollutants. They're called persistent organic pollutants because they persist in the body. And the ozone will actually break them down and allow them not to be persistent anymore. So they become essentially broken down to their subunits so the body can clear itself of these toxins. And so many of these different components that we're talking about, you know, these are the reasons that people end up being susceptible to opportunistic, what I call opportunistics in my book, and that's the bacteria, the viruses, the spirochetes, the mycoplasma, the yeast, anything, the parasites, mm-hmm. anything that needs an opportunity to set up house. But ozone will definitely kill Ebola, will kill any type of bacteria, virus. And we've talked about also how the mechanism of how ozone works, but suffice it to say that it is so detrimental, but it also causes, this is actually kind of interesting, Robert, I just thought of this, because some people may go think, wait a second, don't you give ozone? And I do give ozone, but I give ozone because it's been used as not only an antibiotic, antiviral, anti-spirochete, anti-mycoplasma, anti-yeast, anti-parasitic, given intravenously, but it also helps to break down these chemicals, these persistent organic pollutants, so the body can continue to function correctly. But it's also detrimental to the system if inhaled or if taken into the system in a certain way. So maybe we have enough time, shall I cover the quick path physiology of how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a few minutes before our first break. So if you're new to the show, particularly on Mondays, we do Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar, the Medical Rewind. If you miss the show, medicalrewind.com is linked up in the show notes. You'll see it there. Click on his picture, as well as the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. That's the book that is so phenomenal. It's the gift of healing that keeps on giving. And by the way, Dr. Bitar is starring tonight in the TV show online, thanks to Ty Bollinger. The quest for the cures continues right after the show this evening, so I'm very excited about that. I've already seen it, Dr. Bitar, and you were rocking. So give us some more physiological pathways on ozone utilization.
Well, essentially what happens is the ozone, think of a fireman walking down through a tunnel, and a burst of, you know, the movies, a burst of fire that comes down, there's an explosion, there's a burst of fire that comes down the tunnel. Think of that as the ozone. It's coming down the tunnel, and it's going to come, and it's basically going to kill, burn everything in its path. Well, the healthy cells, the red blood cells, the cells that are normal, they are like the firemen that's walking through this tunnel. So obviously we don't want to hurt the firemen. And so essentially the healthy cells have a substance called catalase and peroxidase inside them that abnormal cells, mutated cells, cancer cells, virus, bacteria, spirochetes do not have. They don't have catalase and peroxidase. So the catalase and peroxidase is essentially like a fire retardant blanket that the healthy cells are able to pull over themselves and prevent any damage from that burst of fire that comes through, which is ozone in this case. And basically, once it comes through and cleans out the system, it's amazing how your blood, which looks dark, brownish, blackish almost in some patients, depending on how toxic they are, well, after you ozonate, the blood is bright red. That's exactly how you would expect blood to look. It's because the ozone went in there and just basically cleaned everything. And ozone is actually used in industrial applications for cleaning everything from refurbishing cars that people have smoked in to cleaning out houses, because ozone will kill many of these different, not only opportunistics, but also will break down these chemicals so that they can dissipate in the environment and get out of the
Dr. Bitar,
get out of the house, get out of wherever.
Years ago, when I finished my basement, when I was living in Atlanta, I had put in a carpet, you know, down in the basement, and it was on a cement slab, and so I glued it down. And it was outgassing horribly. So I cranked up an ozone machine, and in 24 hours, it was It was gone. All the formaldehyde that was outgassing, it was just eaten up, and it was like a carpet that had been in there for years. So to your point, it's a very powerful, I guess you could say, taking out these volatiles from the environment. It's very powerful at doing so.
It really is. The only problem is that if you inhale ozone, it will make you very sick. It'll actually give you a headache within probably 5 to 10 seconds of inhalation, and it can be quite toxic if it's inhaled. So it has to be used in a manner where it doesn't do any damage. And the reason that we use it intravenously is because it's a closed system, and when done correctly and done the right way, it's very effective at cleaning up the blood and getting rid of these chemicals. So it's one of the it doesn't have any effect towards metals, obviously, but mm-hmm. from the second toxicity, the chemicals, and the third toxicity, the opportunistics, you know, it's a very, very effective form of treatment, and it's been used for literally for, you know, decades upon decades. And even very well-reputed medical schools now, Baylor College of Medicine, Mayo Clinic, they've been doing research for at least the last decade, if not more, on mm-hmm. the use of ozone in clinical medicine.
Yes, and yet we hear nothing of it in regards to this so-called Ebola outbreak. It's only about chlorine disinfecting with bleach and ignoring the fact that ozone is already accepted, even in the medical community, to address many of these issues. Now, speaking of Ebola, and the issue of Koch's postulates, that's K-O-C-H, Koch, this idea that was accepted by modern medicine and much of the scientific community, that you had to have certain things in place to be able to identify one thing as the infective agent, the thing that caused the infection. And I don't believe that Koch's postulates are being met with the so-called Ebola outbreak, particularly because all of the victims, and there aren't many here in the United States, we've got about a minute before break, but I just want to bring this up, have been identified as being definite Ebola by PCR, polymerase chain reaction, taking a fragment of genetic material of unknown origin and amplifying it hundreds of millions of times. Should you not, Dr. Bitar, be able to isolate out of the blood of an Ebola victim thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of replicant copies of this virus if it was really the cause of the infection?
Well, of course, but then by that argument, you should be also able to see many of these other substances that are blamed for causing all these problems, right? So Ebola is just one of them, but you're right. You can apply that same argument to pretty much everything in medicine because, you know, you're talking about Koch's postulates not being followed. I would ask you, where in medicine have you seen Koch's postulates being followed?
That's a great question. We'll see if we can go more into that with Dr. Rasha Bitar. He's brilliant. We love him. He's doing great work. His book, international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com each and every week. And if you miss a show, through all of our podcast outlets for free, as well as Medical Rewind, gets you right to Dr. Bitar, medicalrewind.com. Check it out. We'll be back, talk more about Ebola, Koch's postulates, and other infections that might not even be infections. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
There is a reason why what we do on Mondays with Dr. Bitar is called advanced medicine. Because, honestly, most of the medical doctors out there, I think we need to have to unlearn them what they've learned to understand what we're talking about here. And I think the people that haven't been, let's say, so corrupted, and there are very few of them, because not just to pick on doctors, Dr. Bitar, but the whole Western world has adopted this idea that the germ is everything, the terrain means little or nothing, and therefore running scared and doing stupid things in a panic because of this Ebola scare.
Yeah, but I think, Robert, to give people what's, you know, rightly their due, it's not their fault. It's the use of a tool by those that are in power to manipulate the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? In other words, it's not the people's fault that they're being. It's like anything else, like cancer. You know, the word cancer is, over the last maybe 50, 60 years, the word has almost been contorted into a way of emasculating an individual, of essentially just ripping their life source right out of their chest, because as soon as a person hears, you have cancer, they are labeled now with a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like that. It's any one of a number of things when people are labeled with it, and it basically takes their power away because it renders them helpless. And I think if there's anything that we're doing on this show, which is why I appreciate it so much, is that we're actually giving people, as you say, you know, the power to heal is yours. Well, it's not just the power to heal the body, it's the power to heal the mind, the power to heal the spirit. And it's empowerment with that knowledge that allows an individual to now understand that, wait a second, I'm not going to be rendered helpless. This isn't a death sentence. I'm not going to, I have choices, and I have my own power. I don't have to give up what I have.
Right. No, it's so well said. And you know, I was talking about last hour, and I think you acknowledged a little bit about that with this Ebola. I say you're more likely to be sick of Ebola than actually sick with Ebola or from Ebola because of what they're trying to do. This is a mind game. This is a psychological operation. It's on one level, it's a softening of the public to accept drugs and vaccines that are largely experimental and always detrimental. And, of course, this concept of medical martial law. Now, on the break, we were just discussing, and you added to that mix what you also perceive, and I think this is very important for people to hear, and we'll discuss this some more. What your perception of this fear-mongering from the government, from the medical kind of industrial complex police state?
Yeah, I think it's going to be used to keep people outside of the country, keep people inside the country. It's going to be used as an excuse to restrict travel and close down the borders. And, you know, I think exactly what you just said, this manipulation off the Ebola to try to control the masses. And it's not anything new, Robert. They did this with H1N1. They've done this with, you know, various types of vaccines throughout the ages. They've done this with a whole slew of different components that we can actually point to. And that's probably going to be a tactic that's going to continue. The only way to get beyond this and to make yourself immune to this tactic is empowerment by knowledge. You learn, you understand, and once you have been empowered with knowledge, you can no longer be the victim and they can't take advantage of you. And so that's really what it comes down to. And the problem is, in all honesty, though, that things such as ozone and the other solutions that are out there, they're not readily available to the mass. That's where the problem lies.
Right, right. You know, we talk about the concept of using silver in the interim, and also silver and oxygen work well together. But, we, you know, it's not like we want to limit people to say, oh, only ozone. If you don't get enough ozone, you're going to die. No, there are other things that we've talked about for years here together that will also help and work. But the bottom line is this fundamental concept of the terrain, that when you are strong, even if exposed to this so-called virus that may or may not even be real in here in the same way they'd like you to believe it is, you have an ability to withstand, or even if you succumb to it, you'll be strong enough to overcome it with the natural tools that we talk about here.
And the natural tools are, you know, we've talked about them quite a few times, but I'll give you an example of a natural tool, something that you should, that everybody, and I believe, should do, that every human being on this planet should be doing, and that is exercising, okay? It doesn't cost anybody anything. It costs maybe 15, 20 minutes every other day. Yes, it costs some sweat, maybe a little bit of pain, but it's all free. It doesn't cost any money. You can achieve it anywhere. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. You don't need any special equipment. And when you exercise, it increases your natural killer cells, increases your humoral immunity, and that's a first main step to prevent any type of opportunity from causing a problem in your body.
Well said. When we come back, we'll talk more about the fact that they are hoping that you beg for closed borders and beg for medical martial law. That's the game. That's the end game. We'll discuss it a little bit more. And phony infections after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes. I'm trying to keep up with Dr. Batar. I was doing jump squats on the break, Dr. Batar. You know, you mentioned the exercise, the free. You know, I was like, dude, why don't I do it? We got 5 minutes on the break. I'm doing some jump squats. Heart rate is up. It's a good thing. Thank you for the reminder.
Well, that's good. I went for a run before the show, so I'm just trying to get my heart rate back down right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm just hoping I wasn't going to jump into the microphone and knock it off of its banner there, but we're good, we're good. Now, I want to go back really quick to the border issue, because this is interesting. I've often said about the legitimacy of having borders and protecting those borders is based on immunological, biological realities, right? The cell has its own border, and it knows what is good for it to allow it in, and it knows what it needs to also allow out when it's been used, the waste, for instance. And I'm thinking on a political level, should we not also make that rightful discrimination about things coming in are here to benefit as opposed to detract or intoxicate or poison? So there is a legitimate mechanism or means to say defense is part of our Constitution, right? But not permanent offense. That's like having a body in a state of autoimmunity where it's attacking anything and everything, right or wrong. And that's an aberration of the concept, and I think we're more operating in a state of autoimmunity, killing things before they kill us that may never have intended to kill us, but now that we're trying to kill them, they're going to go, we're going to defend ourselves, we're going to try and kill you. So we're just kind of messed up in our thinking from immunology out to, you know, defense of the nation.
Yeah, I think, again, it's one of those things, Robert, that I think we're out of balance in everything. We look at economics, we look at spiritual, we look at family values, we look at morality, we look at medicine, we look at health, we look at wellness, we look at education. You know, pretty much it's the same things are problematic across all those spectrums, and it's the same issue. It's apathy. It's this concept of rather than being open and accepting and looking at the possibilities. Instead, it's looking at, constraints and limiting beliefs, and I'm going to kill them before they kill me type of attitude. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a first generation immigrant here. I was 9 years old when we came to the United States, and I'm all for families coming and people immigrating to the United States. I think that's fantastic. I don't see any problem with that. What I do see a problem with is when all the people that are being allowed to come into the country, they are thieves, ex-convicts, criminals, and these are people that were released from the gulags in the former Soviet Union and Russia. They're all over. I mean, if not just Russia, all over the world, criminals are being allowed to come into our country and then take over. And that's where the issue is. You know, I overheard a conversation between two friends. One was a diehard Republican, and one was a diehard Democrat, and they were just at each other's necks about this very issue. And, you know, the first thing I didn't know either one of them, and of course I didn't say anything to them, but the first thing I wanted to tell them was, you know, wake up and look at what you're arguing about. This is all an illusion, first of all. And then secondly, you know, the issue, if you're going to talk about the issue, then this is what the issue is. You know, you can't blanket and say, oh, immigration is bad or immigration is good. I mean, immigration is exactly that. We want to bring in better people to make a country a better place for everybody. We don't want to open up our borders and let people that other countries won't allow because they were criminals then. They kick out their crap and, you know, we take it.
Well, yeah, that's just plain self-destructive as a nation. Now, as you said, it's an illusion, right? The right-left paradigm, them fighting each other in the back rooms, they're patting each other on the behind. And, you know, we're seeing the incompetence, perhaps, of the Obama administration. We're not big fans of Obama. At the same time, people are now clamoring and calling for shutting down the borders based on their inability to contain Ebola. But first and foremost, we got to ask the question, is it really Ebola? Is it really one virus? And I am not convinced that it is based on what we talked about earlier. But we can't have that conversation because we're already in the assumption mode because the medical authorities are demigods and they are granted a pass. You can't question them. And then you got dunderheaded medical doctors who pretend to be reporters like Nancy Snyderman who just say, get the damn shot and trust the government and shut up. And these are the people that are paid millions of dollars a year to speak the party line to keep convincing people that everything is fine, whatever we do. And I think what's happening here is, like you said, the play is that the Republicans are going to come into power and they're going to do the exact opposite of Obama, and they'll shut the borders down. Not legitimately, not based on a real threat, but on the perception of the threat based because the doctor complex has both sides by the you-know-what.
Yeah, let's put it all in perspective for a second. If there are people that are listening to the show right now, you have to ask yourself a question. Am I worried about Ebola or am I not worried about Ebola? If you are not worried about Ebola, I commend you and tell you to sit back, watch a good movie, and have a bowl of ice cream. Yes, I know it's got sugar in it.
Organic, please. At least.
That's right. Organic, you know, non-homogenized, not pasteurized raw milk base. Okay, so that's how we make our ice cream.
Yes.
Now, if you are worried about Ebola, then I'm going to ask you a question. We know that one out of every two Americans are males and one out of every three American females prior to Fukushima as of 2000, the year 2000, and prior to that, even 1999, were already going to be told sometime in their life that they had cancer. This is prior to Fukushima. Now, after Fukushima, with all the radiation that's been heading eastward, it's estimated that by the year 2020, every American will have, every North American, Canada, Mexico, U.S., will have cancer sometime in their life. Now, why are we worried about Ebola and not worried about the leading cause of death that's taking what is going to end up affecting every single person on this planet, in the industrialized world, at least in North America? And some will say, well, you know, that's a slow process, and we're talking about something that can kill you right away. Well, guess what? You can get in your car, and you can get hit. There are more people that are dying from car accidents. There are more people that are dying from falls from ladders. There are more people that are dying from all these other things. Just think about it. How many people have died from Ebola? You know,
what their claim is and what's real, we don't know. But they're claiming, I think, one has definitely died here in the U.S. But, again, I dispute that based on the fact that they haven't shown me the test that said,
Robert, let's make it good for them. Let's give them 1,000 that died. All right? Let's say 1,000 people have died from Ebola in the United States. We know it's not 1,000. We know they haven't even tried to say it's 1,000. Not even 100, not even 10. But let's just say it's 1,000. It still dwarfs the number of people that are dying from other things all the time. Number of people that are dying from overdose, number of people that are dying from heart attack, number of people that are dying from cancer, number of people that are dying from homicide, from suicide, from
medical drugs, FDA approved.
But yeah, look at drugs. 263,000 people every year die from the appropriate use of medicines that were prescribed by the doctor. And we're worried about something that's killed 1 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 100 or 1,000 people. I mean, if you're going to let the media manipulate you to that extent, then I would venture to say there are other problems that you're dealing with rather than the issue with illusion and disillusion.
Right.
And we as a nation and we as a world society have bigger issues to deal with. And the threat, I mean, when you watch TV, I think everybody should do this. They should say the Serenity Prayer. That's in my book. That's the Alcohol Anonymous Prayer, the Serenity Prayer. God, and can I say the prayer, Robert? That's not.
Yeah, please. No, absolutely.
Prayer, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious, of course. The Serenity Prayer is, God, please give me the ability to change the things that I can change, the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. So to worry about Ebola, you are catering and allowing yourself to become a victim because you are being mesmerized by that big hypnotic box up there that's trying to lure you into thinking a certain way. And the right way of thinking when somebody talks about Ebola is like, okay, so what? If I get Ebola, guess what? It must have been my time, because the chances of me getting Ebola versus the chances of me getting hit by a car, I can get hit by a car a hell of a lot more likely than get Ebola. So
put
it into perspective, and, you know, as you said in the Army, you know, move on.
Move on. And let's look at that perspective in Africa. If you put the average American in the middle of some of the harshest parts of Western Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, where they have no running water, they have no sewage or sanitation, very difficult to have good hygiene, very limited access to adequate nutrition and food, and, you know, the caloric intake needed to really function at the levels that need be. And you say, who needs Ebola? I mean, there are so many things that could be happening. They identify it, they image it for you, and then you become frightened like it's a Godzilla monster. They create this, and you become the participant, the willing participant in creating a reality that they shielded your eyes from and dropped a new one in. It's like they dropped the curtain down, lifted it, and then, look what's there! And they made you imagine it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does, absolutely. And let's look at the worst-case scenario. Let's say that there really is this virus, Ebola, and let's say that really is affecting a lot of people, and let's say it's as virulent as they say it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Still, if you've got something that's killed 1 or 10 or 100 people, and you've got an everyday situation where people are getting electrocuted from their regular household appliances, hair dryers falling into tubs. I don't know how many thousands of people die every year from that. Okay, I don't remember what the statistics are. Put it into perspective. And there's no reason to, because if you're going to worry about Ebola, then you should worry about some part in outer space of some space lab that's blown up and that's going to fall and hit you in the head.
Yes, but in the meantime, we've got to close all borders. We've got to quarantine everybody. Nobody should move about the cabin. Breathing becomes a hazardous excretory process, and you should wear a mask. I mean, again, it's absurd, but I'm telling you that we need to relate it in this way so that it's like we're counterbalancing so much media misinformation and even a lot in the new media that doesn't get it to this depth to explain it the way you've just done.
Well, I guess our mandate and our mission is different, Robert, right? So that's one of the reasons I guess maybe we do it different. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And the things like that, read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. They will also keep Ebola away, whatever that may be. There was a story out of, as I said, Monrovia, Liberia.
Are you implying that doctors are like Ebola?
Yes. I mean, listen, they're playing into this too. And even some
I'm
of the
not arguing with you. I just want to clarify. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just clarifying.
Especially the ones that are still willing to vaccinate you. It's very dangerous. All right, it is Outside the Box. No, that's Wednesday, but I'm hoping to hear from Ty Bollinger. If you don't watch it tonight, I'll find you. Ty's Stuff Happens, The Quest for the Cures, and Dr. Bitar is in it, and I've seen his parts. They're fantastic, and I encourage you to watch it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Dr. Rashi Bitar as we wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday. Remember, if you ever miss a show, easiest way to get it. You want to hear Dr. Bitar some more? MedicalRewind.com, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy dollar. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Super, Don, before we're done here, Dr. Batar's been putting some really good perspective for folks as far as what they should really be afraid of if they want to choose fear, of disease, Ebola, relative risk. You just talked about a stat on the break, and I think everybody needs to hear this.
Just to put things in perspective, did you know that every year 450 people die just from falling out of bed?
Did you say what I think you said, falling out of bed?
Falling out of bed, yeah.
I was falling asleep when you were saying that. I almost fell out of my chair.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Statistically speaking, there are so many other things. 6,000 people die a year from tripping and falling. 6,000. And we're worried about 6, a bullet.
6,000 people die from tripping and falling compared to... two people or three people that died from Ebola in the U.S.
Right.
So I think we need to be a lot more concerned about walking.
Yeah, well, it's the Ebola virus.
Yeah, Ebola virus.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know. It's been that kind of day at this point. I think I also said, because, Don, you were telling me earlier that there's the dog of the latest victim that they're going to treat. And just so long as...
There was this big uproar over the person in Spain that came down with Ebola. They euthanized the dog because they were worried that it might infect other people. Well, this latest, the nurse here in Texas, they are not going to euthanize the dog, and many people are applauding that.
So he doesn't have dog Ebola. Just one more chance.
No dog Ebola.
All right.
Robert, whatever you smoked before the show, take my medical advice. don't do it again.
Don't do it again. Well, saved by the tie. Ty Bollinger joins us. Hold on. Right. Hey, Ty Bollinger is on, and the quest for the cure starts. And is it true? Am I just making this up? But Dr. Bitar's in this tonight.
Yeah, Bitar's in it. You're in it, and it starts in about, 6 minutes, guys.
Dude, are you nervous?
So actually, Ty got on the show to tell us to shut the hell up so he can start his show.
Hurry up, guys. Finish.
I'm like, hey, guys. Yeah, we're about to go on. Finish your show. No, I was going to call in early. I totally forgot about it.
You slacker.
Hey, Rob, Ty, how many people subscribe to it?
We got right around 100,000 at this point. And then if it goes like we did last spring, by the time that it finishes in about a week, it'll probably double to triple that. So, yeah, we're off to a good start. We got about around 100,000 initial viewers.
Wow. And, you know, wait, you got to subtract that by about 150 because falling coconuts cause about 150 deaths annually.
Falling coconuts?
Yes, falling coconuts. I won't call
it. Falling coconuts, walking and falling out of bed are exponentially more detrimental to your health than Ebola is.
Right. So that would be,
we heard it
that
now.
Would be, I'm sorry, that would be E-Coca. We just got to give these names so people are frightened of it.
I'm going to watch Falling Coconuts tonight. No worries.
All right, Ty, look forward to being on board talking about the quest for the cures continues this coming week with Outside the Box, my friend. Thank you for checking in and reminding everybody. After we're off the air, it starts.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm really glad to be on the show. And if you haven't signed up yet, go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, sign up. It goes on in 4 minutes, the first episode.
Dude, now I'm nervous.
Say that again. How do you sign up?
Go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. Enter your name and email, and you'll receive an immediate link to watch the show. And as I was saying, both of these clowns, Robert Scott Bell and Dr. Bitar, are on it. And actually, they're not clowns. You know they're very intelligent people. We have a lot of other great doctors being interviewed. So
hey, sign up now. All my patients, everybody would want to go to it. So that's all I have to do, send out a link to thecancercures.com, and they can
the
watch
truth, the yeah, thetruthaboutcancer.com, thetruthaboutcancer.com, and they can put their email in. It'll give them an immediate link, and they can watch. Each show is available for 24 hours, and then it goes away. And so get on it right away.
Yeah, and both Dr. Bell and Bitar, Dr. Bell and Dr. Bitar are in the first episode, so you don't want to miss it.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, Ty, thanks, man. Get back with the family. I appreciate you reminding us to get off the air.
Hey, I'll remind you one more thing. The power to heal is yours.
Hey, man, listen to him stealing our thunder. Look
wow.
at that, TMB.
Right on
TMB.
Time, dude, right on cue.
Right, and DRB and RSB and Super D. Super Don, because TMB now calls you Super D. Well, to go back and listen to today's show. Phenomenal stuff. Dr. Bitar, awesome as always, alleviating the fear and bringing the vitamin L, really. There's a lot of love here, really. In the meantime, Dr. Bitar, what do you got to tell him?
The power to heal is yours.
Amen, brother.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.